Часть первая. Вариант 1. Контрольно-измерительные материалы по английскому языку. Раздел аудирования. Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов. Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I prefer magazines to books because I'm not looking for anything serious. I have to make a long journey to and from work, so I would often buy a magazine in the station. You can read it on the train while travelling if you have nothing else to do. You can read it in the car if you have to wait in a traffic jam. It's much nicer. Time passes by quickly and pleasantly.
Speaker B. Do I prefer books or magazines? I'll say magazines, because I don't like to read for too long. I actually don't read long novels and prefer articles 1 or 2 pages long, or stories of no more than 10 pages, or something interesting, entertaining, that would finish quickly. I know that's a bad habit. I got to work on it. But I prefer magazines.
Speaker C. I read a lot of books. Give me a good book and I can read it for hours and hours. Magazines are very pretty and they look nice on the shelf. They have beautiful women, nice houses and fine things on the covers. But I almost never look through them or read them. I'm not interested in advertising. But I often keep 2 or 3 magazines on my coffee table at home.
Speaker D. I love reading. At present, I read mostly books from my professional area. And as for magazines, most of the time I don't read them. I just take them and scan while looking through the pictures and checking what the major topic is. I think they are a bit shallow. I mean, a bit too primitive. I enjoy reading novels, stories and poems, and my favourite books are the ones that discuss original ideas and have an exciting and entertaining plot.
Speaker E. Actually, I like both. But then if I were to choose, I would choose magazines because they have, they're easier to read and have nice pictures and colours. And books are, honestly, they're boring. I fall asleep all the time. They say that magazines are not good for your imagination, and it's really good to read books more when you're a child. But I don't think that's quite true, because magazines do provide valuable information, good pictures and colours, and I think they're even better for the imagination than books.
Speaker F. What do I prefer? Books or magazines? I'm more into magazines because they're interesting and easy to follow. But reading books, you know, demands your full attention and you have to go to a deeper level to understand what the author means and put a lot of intellectual effort into reading books. It sometimes makes me feel annoyed and bored.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. I prefer magazines to books because I'm not looking for anything serious. I have to make a long journey to and from work, so I would often buy a magazine in the station. You can read it on the train while travelling if you have nothing else to do. You can read it in the car if you have to wait in a traffic jam. It's much nicer. Time passes by quickly and pleasantly.
Speaker B. Do I prefer books or magazines? I'll say magazines, because I don't like to read for too long. I actually don't read long novels and prefer articles 1 or 2 pages long, or stories of no more than 10 pages, or something interesting, entertaining, that would finish quickly. I know that's a bad habit. I got to work on it, but I prefer magazines.
Speaker C. I read a lot of books. Give me a good book and I can read it for hours and hours. Magazines, are very pretty and they look nice on the shelf. They have beautiful women, nice houses and fine things on the covers. But I almost never look through them or read them. I'm not interested in advertising, but I often keep 2 or 3 magazines on my coffee table at home.
Speaker D. I love reading. At present, I read mostly books from my professional area, and as for magazines, most of the time I don't read them. I just take them and scan while looking through the pictures and checking what the major topic is. I think they are a bit shallow. I mean, a bit too primitive. I enjoy reading novels, stories and poems, and my favourite books are the ones that discuss original ideas and have an exciting and entertaining plot.
Speaker E. Actually, I like both. But then if I were to choose, I would choose magazines because they have... well, they're easier to read and have nice pictures and colours. And books are... honestly, they're boring. I fall asleep all the time. They say that magazines are not good for your imagination, and it's really good to read books, more when you're a child. But I don't think that's quite true, because magazines do provide valuable information, good pictures and colours, and I think they're even better for the imagination than books.
Speaker F. What do I prefer? Books or magazines? I'm more into magazines because they're interesting and easy to follow. But reading books, you know, demands your full attention and you have to go to a deeper level to understand what the author means and put a lot of intellectual effort into reading books. It sometimes makes me feel annoyed and bored.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1, А7. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста 1 – true, какие не соответствуют 2 – false, и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3 – not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
So, Tim, you live in a nice natural spot.
Yeah, that's true, Mary.
Lots of nature around where you live.
Yeah, I'm from Oregon in the Pacific Northwest. There's lots of nature. There aren't many towns there, and I wouldn't say this area has a large population.
Yeah. I visited this state with my family when I was a child. It was great. And do you take advantage of living there and do any outdoor sports or activities or anything?
Yeah, I try to. I go hiking with my friends, we camp, we backpack, snow camp and snowshoe, all kinds of stuff.
So do you stay out or do you stay in a cabin or...?
We usually build a little hut, basically by digging down and go underneath to stay there for the night. It's really cold in there, but we don't know how to build igloos. I mean, houses made of blocks of ice. They say igloos are warm and safe.
So do you pull a sled behind you, or do you carry your stuff?
Usually we just use a backpack, yeah.
I want to try that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it's cold. And usually you don't enjoy it until you've done it. And when you're done, you think, ah, that was a great experience.
Well, is it very different from summer camping? Is it safe? Can you die?
Sometimes people do die doing it. But for the most part, it's really safe. One day, we were caught in a pretty bad storm in the mountains when we were coming back. The biggest thing was that our car was buried in snow, and we couldn't get out. Luckily, the cell phone worked, though, and we were able to eventually get out. But we had to call some people to come out and help us to dig the car out.
So do you follow a trail?
It just depends. Sometimes I just go out and use a compass to pick points and go for it. And sometimes we follow ski trails that have special signs, like little diamonds on trees, and you can use them to find your way. But most of the time we use electronic navigation systems. They are quite reliable, and you can use them even in snowstorms.
Great!
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
So, Tim, you live in a nice natural spot.
Yeah, that's true, Mary.
Lots of nature around where you live.
Yeah, I'm from Oregon in the Pacific Northwest. There's lots of nature. There aren't many towns there, and I wouldn't say this area has a large population.
Yeah, I visited this state with my family when I was a child. It was great. And do you take advantage of living there and do any outdoor sports or activities or anything?
Yeah, I try to. I go hiking with my friends, we camp, we backpack, snow camp and snowshoe, all kinds of stuff.
So do you stay out or do you stay in a cabin or...?
We usually build a little hut, basically by digging down and go underneath to stay there for the night. It's really cold in there, but we don't know how to build igloos. I mean, houses made of blocks of ice. They say igloos are warm and safe.
So do you pull a sled behind you, or do you carry your stuff?
Usually we just use a backpack, yeah.
I want to try that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it's cold. And usually you don't enjoy it until you've done it. And when you're done, you think, ah, that was a great experience.
Well, is it very different from summer camping? Is it safe? Can you die?
Sometimes people do die doing it. But for the most part, it's really safe. One day, we were caught in a pretty bad storm in the mountains when we were coming back. The biggest thing was that our car was buried in snow, and we couldn't get out. Luckily, the cell phone worked, though, and we were able to eventually get out. But we had to call some people to come out and help us to dig the car out.
So do you follow a trail?
It just depends. Sometimes I just go out and use a compass to pick points and go for it. And sometimes we follow ski trails that have special signs, like little diamonds on trees, and you can use them to find your way. But most of the time we use electronic navigation systems. They are quite reliable, and you can use them even in snowstorms.
Great!
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А8, А14. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. So, Jane, you are into drama?
Yes. I have a master's in drama and theatre, and I hope to get onto a PhD programme in drama and theatre.
So what's the thing about drama? What excites you about drama?
Well, I find it's a very communicative way to study things and people. You learn how to read the roles of different characters in drama, so you can predict what people will say and what they really mean, even though they might be lying. Just a little, which comes in handy sometimes.
That would be really useful.
Yeah, so I think it's really useful for me as well. I teach English drama, so I use a lot of role plays in my classes. I ask my students to create little plays and perform little mini dramas, and they really respond well. At the moment, I'm hoping to start a course which will look into the history of drama, and the students are from abroad, so English is their second language. And especially I would like to concentrate on a lot on Asian drama and try to bring Asian theatre to the world's attention. I don't know how successful I will be, but here's hoping.
Oh, I'm sure you will be successful. Now, Jane, you often stand up in front of a large audience. Can you tell me what you do for stage fright?
Well, usually I get stage fright still. It's just many famous actors get stage fright. I get it every time I'm going to teach a new class. The night before, I can't sleep and can hardly control my breathing. My colleagues do yoga exercises or go to a psychiatrist for stage fright. They say it helps. But I can't do without a box of chocolate or a cake. That can definitely help. I get really bad stage fright, but the minute I step into the classroom or get onto the stage, it just all falls into place after a piece of apple pie.
Wow, that's cool. Well, Jane, I thought we could talk about Shakespeare for a while.
Cool!
First of all, why is Shakespeare so popular today?
Well, Shakespeare is one of the most famous playwrights in the world. He was a very unusual person, but he had a really short life. And in his relatively short life, he produced an enormous body of work. He produced historical plays, tragedies, comedies, poetry, sonnets. So he was an extremely prolific writer. And I think the reason that he's so famous even today is because the themes he chose for most of his work were universal. They're themes that touch us, whether we speak English or Russian, whether we're in the 21st century or in the 16th century. They're themes that are eternal.
How much of English has changed since Shakespeare's time? I mean, the English we have today.
Well, if Shakespeare suddenly appeared in the 21st century, he would be almost illiterate, because back in those days, English had a vocabulary of about 150,000 words, whereas now the vocabulary of English is one of the highest in the world. So Shakespeare wouldn't be able to make himself understood if he came back today. So in a way, the vocabulary he's using is really easy.
But wait a minute. You're saying that his English is easy? When I read it, it doesn't seem easy. It seems pretty tough.
Well, that's because his English was used in a different way. Some words and grammatical structures have fallen out of usage, except when we read stuff like Shakespeare, or watch drama in the Royal Victoria Theatre, or something like that. For us, it sounds a bit like a foreign language, although they say that the grammar was simpler and more rational.
Jane, tell me, what is your favourite Shakespeare play?
OK, I love the story of Romeo and Juliet, which is a tragedy. And I really like Hamlet. He's sensitive and imaginative, almost always deep in his thoughts, and at the same time he's selfish and even cruel. He gets furious and kills his uncle. and Hamlet procrastinates throughout the play. He keeps on putting things off, and at the end, because he has put them off, the situation just gets worse and worse. The reason I like Hamlet is I'm exactly the same. For example, if I don't want to correct my homework, my apartment gets cleaned, my car gets washed, I clean out the computer. I'm like Hamlet, but eventually I do correct the homework.
You're not going to kill your uncle?
No. I'm a thoughtful person and rarely get mad.
Just checking.
But I also love Shakespeare's comedies. They have this timeless quality. They were fun, and they're fun now to many different cultures, even though humour is a culturally related issue. But I think Shakespeare's comedies, are accessible to all. I like The Taming of the Shrew. I don't know if you remember an American soap opera called Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. It was a modern version of The Taming of the Shrew, and I saw it when I went to junior high school. That was a really funny story for that particular soap opera. But Kiss Me, Kate, based on the same play, didn't impress me really. And I remember in school I had to study the sonnets, and I really liked them, which surprised me because I'm not a big poetry person, but I really found Shakespeare accessible.
Thanks, Jane. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. So, Jane, you are into drama?
Yes. I have a Master's in Drama and Theatre, and I hope to get onto a PhD programme in Drama and Theatre.
So what's the thing about drama? What excites you about drama?
Well, I find it's a very communicative way to study things and people. You learn how to read the roles of different characters in drama, so you can predict what people will say and what they really mean, even though they might be lying. Just a little, which comes in handy sometimes.
That would be really useful.
Yeah, so I think it's really useful for me as well. I teach English drama, so I use a lot of role plays in my classes. I ask my students to create little plays and perform little mini dramas, and they really respond well. At the moment, I'm hoping to start a course which will look into the history of drama, and the students are from abroad, so English is their second language. And especially I would like to concentrate a lot on Asian drama and try to bring Asian theatre to the world's attention. I don't know how successful I will be, but here's hoping.
Oh, I'm sure you will be successful. Now, Jane, you often stand up in front of a large audience. Can you tell me what you do for stage fright?
Well, usually I get stage fright still. It's just many famous actors get stage fright. I get it every time I'm going to teach a new class. The night before, I can't sleep and can hardly control my breathing. My colleagues do yoga exercises or go to a psychiatrist for stage fright. They say it helps, but I can't do without a box of chocolate or a cake. That can definitely help. I get really bad stage fright, but the minute I step into the classroom or get onto the stage, it just all falls into place after a piece of apple pie.
Wow, that's cool. Well, Jane, I thought we could talk about Shakespeare for a while.
Cool.
First of all, why is Shakespeare so popular today?
Well, Shakespeare is one of the most famous playwrights in the world. He was a very unusual person, but he had a really short life. And in his relatively short life, he produced an enormous body of work. He produced historical plays, tragedies, comedies, poetry, sonnets. So he was an extremely prolific writer. And I think the reason that he's so famous even today is because the themes he chose for most of his work were universal. They're themes that touch us, whether we speak English or Russian, whether we're in the 21st century or in the 16th century. They're themes that are eternal.
How much of English has changed since Shakespeare's time? I mean, the English we have today.
Well, if Shakespeare suddenly appeared in the 21st century, he would be almost illiterate, because back in those days, English had a vocabulary of about 150,000 words, whereas now the vocabulary of English is one of the highest in the world. So Shakespeare wouldn't be able to make himself understood if he came back today. So in a way, the vocabulary he's using is really easy.
But wait a minute. You're saying that his English is easy? When I read it, it doesn't seem easy. It seems pretty tough.
Well, that's because his English was used in a different way. Some words and grammatical structures have fallen out of usage, except when we read stuff like Shakespeare, or watch drama in the Royal Victoria Theatre, or something like that. For us, it sounds a bit like a foreign language, although they say that the grammar was simpler and more rational.
Jane, tell me, what is your favourite Shakespeare play?
OK, I love the story of Romeo and Juliet, which is a tragedy. And I really like Hamlet. He's sensitive and imaginative, almost always deep in his thoughts, and at the same time he's selfish and even cruel. He gets furious and kills his uncle. And Hamlet procrastinates throughout the play. He keeps on putting things off. And at the end, because he has put them off, the situation just gets worse and worse. The reason I like Hamlet is I'm exactly the same. For example, if I don't want to correct my homework, my apartment gets cleaned, my car gets washed, I clean out the computer. I'm like Hamlet, but eventually I do correct the homework.
You're not going to kill your uncle?
No. I'm a thoughtful person and rarely get mad.
Just checking.
But I also love Shakespeare's comedies. They have this timeless quality. They were fun, and they're fun now to many different cultures, even though humour is a culturally related issue. But I think Shakespeare's comedies are accessible to all. I like The Taming of the Shrew. I don't know if you remember an American soap opera called Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. It was a modern version of The Taming of the Shrew, and I saw it when I went to junior high school. That was a really funny story for that particular soap opera. But Kiss Me, Kate, based on the same play, didn't impress me really. And I remember in school I had to study the sonnets, and I really liked them, which surprised me because I'm not a big poetry person, but I really found Shakespeare accessible.
Thanks, Jane. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.